This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Now, I'd love to assume you listen to the podcast just to hear some of the great moments you might have missed on the show. But truth is, you're here for two things. One, the Alpha Bucks letter, and two, the $2,000 topic for your chance to win $2,000 just by talking about something about space.
You know what? Come for the clues and the potential to win thousands. Hopefully stay for the content.
We will find out if we get those stats. And I'll tell you what, I'll be devastated. Absolutely crushed. So let's do Alpha Bucks
first. By the
way,
we can tell when people, we have a little behind the scenes program that tells us when people stop listening.
Yeah, it's about to be about 42 seconds. J for Jenga, your letter for Alpha Bucks tomorrow, Carly.
Okay, yep.
Starting with the letter J, name me a university degree.
Starting with J.
Oh, I thought this would be an easy one.
I can't think of anything.
Didn't you do a version of this?
Oh, journalism.
There you go.
Oh, my God, that's what I did for my degree.
Exactly.
Obviously, it worked.
I thought you would have done it.
Those tax fees I'm still paying off 10 years later.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go.
Oh, God, I can't.
So that's your letter and answer for Alpha Bucks. Now, your topic. So this is where you call us. About 7:30, we'll play this one. You got to call up and then speak about a topic. No ums, no ahs. Just give us straight the topic. No long pauses. After 30 seconds, you pull it off well. You're getting $2,000 cash. Your topic for tomorrow's one is aliens.
Oh, no way. You know, I could do that.
You could do it underwater.
That or Birkenbags I can speak on.
Yeah, they're your two favourite topics. So, yeah, aliens tomorrow. So, you know, we're not really looking for facts or whatever. Just mainly a confident speaker.
Just passion.
$2,000, but of course we don't give it away tomorrow. Jackpot. So, $8,000 left in the pool to give away. So, thanks to Telstra for jumping on board with that one. That's very helpful for us. Giving away all that sweet, sweet cash.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that.
Stick around for some content, please.
I was going to say, normally we do a little bit of bants, but I don't think we have much time with all the admin we're going to do in the podcast intro. It's good to be back from Albany. I had a great time there.
But Albany was the best.
In a dry studio is nice. We stopped at the Mount Barker Country Bakery there.
Which was amazing.
Had some great food.
Yep. I had the feta and spinach pie. Would recommend.
I had the chicken truffle mushroom cheese pie. And my God, my boss messaged me after and was just like, I had a dream about the pie. You know what? Nothing wrong with that.
Oh,
nothing
someone
wrong with
on
that.
TikTok said they saw you on York Street.
Really?
Yeah.
I was just chilling out there while you girls were shopping, and I was just watching wrestling in the middle of the street. It was good.
You were just watching wrestling?
Yeah, like on my phone. I was just watching wrestling. Yeah.
You should have gone into some of the shops. Jeez, they have good
shopping
on York Street.
I went to a bunch, but like, I don't have enough money for that. I got a kid on the way. I got to be 40.
True.
Like, because I went to one, and there was all these baby stuff, and I was like, oh my God, I want it all. And I went, no, Alan, you can't afford to buy all this stuff.
I ended up buying, what did I buy? I bought more things for Russell than me.
Yeah, same. I brought, opened up my suitcase and all the stuff was mainly for Julia.
I got him a couple of beers at Wilson's Brewery. Got him a Wilson's Brewery shirt.
Yep, same.
What else did I get him? I got some honey from Handicides, which he loves that honey.
Yeah, we was had that the chili honey or the...
No, it was the red gum mix.
Ah, yeah, cool.
And it, because we're honey connoisseurs.
So oh, yeah.
His dad's a beekeeper. He knows about honey.
Yeah.
WA has some of the best
really
honey
does.
Ever. One we're also obsessed with at the moment is, I can't remember where we got it from, but it was a WA company and they do the hot honey.
Oh.
Really good stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
But I'm going to have to go to Albany every time I want some more of that honey.
I'm sure they ship.
Surely. Hopefully they've got a website. I'll have to look it up. But you know how I feel about...
online shopping.
Online shop.
All right. We'll have to get back to Albany.
I have to look the shopkeeper in the eye.
Yep. And some
and then wink after a
you don't purchase. Need to, the wink's unnecessary. I keep telling you that.
Take my money, toots.
Enjoy the podcast.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Alan, as you know, I've been trying to plan my honeymoon. Now, I know what you're thinking. Didn't you get married 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
It's barely a honeymoon now. What is it? It's just a holiday,
it's
really.
Just looking at the moon at
just
this
point. Yeah, just a good old-fashioned holiday with a couple of old weds.
It's a retirement celebration.
Absolutely,
No, well, so essentially what happened was we got married in COVID, right?
Yeah.
So we were like, got to be more practical about it. We had to elope, all the things that come along with having a COVID marriage, right?
Yeah.
So we knew that we weren't going to get to do all the traditional things like set off on the honeymoon because you literally could not go anywhere at the time.
Open mouth kisses with the family. I get it. COVID
times. And then we made the move to WA and we were like, well, we have to focus our attention on that. So,
and me.
And Alan, we knew you would take up a lot of our time.
Very demanding.
And then we decided to be practical and prioritize maybe the money we would have spent on a lavish honeymoon to see if we can get into the property market because obviously in this economy. So,
jeez, what an adult decision you made.
I know.
Probably
and you
the
know
right
what?
Decision.
Probably the right one.
Yeah.
Still thinking about those pina coladas though.
Absolutely.
So yeah, there's been so basically we hadn't even looked into it because we hadn't prioritized it. But our goal this year was this is the year we do our dream honeymoon.
Here we go.
We are going, baby. We are taking off. You know, it's going to be the honeymoon we always wanted. And because it's been 3 years in the making, what we thought was let's go where we want to go.
Yep.
And then over the weekend, we went to the travel agent.
Yep. Oh.
And we got a quote.
Okay.
And then we realized that we can't afford to do the honeymoon we would love to do. In fact, not even close to doing the honeymoon we want to do. And you know what? We were feeling very deflated after leaving the travel agent. We thought, wow, another year might pass without us doing our honeymoon. We just simply cannot afford it. And you know what? In this economy, I think everyone's in the same boat. And so we get back. We're feeling deflated. Now, there's some factors in mind that we have 4 weeks off leave over Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when we were going to take it, right?
Makes sense.
It is the most expensive time to do international travel.
Really?
Everything's jacked up.
Oh, wait. No, I totally know that.
So I thought, you know what? I'm just going to do my own little piece of research. So I thought I'll just jump on a couple of websites and see what's going on.
I think I know where this is going. You want next week off, don't you?
And I realized that what was happening is it's the time of year that we're traveling.
Oh, no.
And so what we were planning to do was I wanted to go to Dollywood.
Yeah, for sure.
That was my big goal.
Sounds amazing.
Charleston. That was somewhere I've just never been there, but I've heard it's nice. I wanted to go. We wanted to go around the States, do this huge road trip, you know, New Orleans, Tennessee.
Yep.
And then on a whim, I thought, I can't let another year pass.
God.
So I saw that there was a sale frenzy going on. And then I got in a frenzy. And next thing I know, in a month's time, we're going to New Zealand, baby. We're going to New Zealand.
Okay, it's a weird compromise.
Weird compromise.
Do they even know who Dolly Parton is over there?
No. Hopefully I can see a tribute act at least.
Wow.
So, yeah, Jetstar was doing a sale.
How long for?
We're just going for a week. We've got a week off in June.
Yep.
I'm going to be there for my best friend lives there.
Oh, that's good.
And you know what's funny? Is I was coordinating this with my best friend because she's like, you know, you can stay with me. It's going to be so cheap. We can do this on the cheap. We'll get an Airbnb together. I'm like wheeling and dealing, going back and forth, booking the flights while the sale's on because it's going to run out. And then I realized that I had essentially planned my honeymoon with my best friend and forgot to tell my husband about it.
I think that's expected from him.
So
anyway,
what I'm going to need for you today
from
is
me?
To call Russell and tell him that we're honeymooning in New Zealand.
Well, me and him are already catching up because we've got this big holiday plan for Dollywood. So see if it comes up naturally.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
We're talking all things wings.
I don't get this reference.
The food, not the band.
Right. No one thinks you're talking about the band. No one knows who that is.
All right.
Now, Alan, let's talk about chicken wings.
Sure.
Because over the weekend, I was shocked at my husband, Russ, because yesterday was the UFC.
Yep.
So basically it's a bunch of guys, they get in a ring and girls and they just fight each other. There's a few rules involved. You can't eye poke, learnt that over the weekend. But anyway, so it started early. So him and his mate were up early to watch this fight.
Yep.
And then they were like, you know what we need while we're watching this? Some chicken wings.
Oh, America, baby.
Mm.
It's the whole vibe, isn't it? UFC, yep. American national anthem's all in there.
Now, you would think that is not a controversial thing to do. But what made it so controversial is it was 9 in the morning.
What's wrong with that?
You can't be eating chicken wings. Now, I know I'm a vegetarian. I'm not here to tell you.
You would argue you can't eat meat.
Yes, you can. You can do what you want, all right? I'm not here to convert you. I'm not going to door knock you. But I will say this. There is a time and place for chicken wings. And I know I'm a vegetarian. I'm probably not the one to tell you. And I'm all about throwing the food rules out the window. But when it comes to chicken wings, I am not the only one because they couldn't get their hands on chicken wings at 9 a.m. They had to wait till 10 a.m. to when the chicken shop opened.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. It's not the conventional kind of thing. But if you're watching like a sport or like, you know, with me, like WrestleMania and stuff, I want some chicken wings while I'm there. It's good times.
No one is eating chicken wings at 9 a.m.
Oh, what are you talking about? I love it.
Now, Russell made the argument that there is a dish called chicken and waffles.
Yeah, yum.
And he reckons the chicken wings in the morning. He reckons that there are people out there that are eating chicken wings in the morning.
Absolutely.
I think that maybe there's an exception to the rule. Once in a blue moon. Maybe if there is someone fighting someone on TV, maybe. But apart from that, there is no one out there, and I think everyone would agree with me, that wings are a dinner food. Maybe lunch if you want to stretch
it's
out. But
lunch food as well.
No one is eating chicken wings in the morning. Because what happened was they get them at 10 a.m., right?
Yeah, good times.
Loved it. Yep. And said, you know what? This would have been better at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
And Russell reckons now going forward that he reckons he might actually, he goes, you know what? Chicken wings in the morning. I'm actually here for it.
Hell yeah, Russell.
Bit of protein for breakfast.
Hell yeah, my boy.
That is ridiculous. This is not a thing.
So what do we do with this? You want to ask people if they agree with you? Because they won't.
Yes.
All right.
131060, are wings an anytime food? No one out there, surely my husband's gone mad.
No one
out there is waking up, making their morning coffee and chewing on a chicken wing. Surely not.
It sounds like a pretty good morning if you did, but
no way. It just, and you know, I'm open-minded when it comes to food.
Well, you eat fries at breakfast time.
Breakfast fries, that's a thing. That's sensible.
I don't know.
I did get a side of fries with their chicken wings and it was delicious.
Of course. All right. Well, 131060, are wings an anytime food? We'll see. Let's take some calls. 131060 now. Are wings an anytime food is the question. Stacey from Kalgoorlie kicks us off. Are they?
Yes, they are. They're a snack food.
Yeah.
Now, Stacey, I'm not a food prude, but that is crazy. You're not cracking a wing at like 8:30 in the morning, surely.
You know what? I'm going to find wings right now.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. You won't find them.
Getting a wing on.
Well, thanks for winging us.
Yeah. Blake from Brunswick, talk us through it. Wings, are they an anytime food?
Fun. Oh, yeah. They're a morning time food.
Yeah,
Blake, honest. When was the last time you had a wing in the morning?
Oh, when I started in the morning at work.
Yeah.
So wait. Are you packing it in a lunch bottle? What is the wing situation? Are you frying them up in a pan? What's going on?
In a pan.
I don't believe you, Blake.
I believe everybody says. Sounds like an honest person. Penny in Narrogin. Wings, are they an anytime food?
Yes, they are.
Hell yeah, Penny. Smart. It's very smart.
Are you really eating wings in the morning, Penny?
Any food is anytime food, and birthday cake isn't just for your birthday.
Thank you,
now,
Penny.
Now, I agree with that, Penny. And like I said, I'm not a food prude, but honestly, chicken wings in the morning?
Yeah, here, quickly.
I have waffles for dinner.
Now we're talking. That's my kind of gal.
Let's finish it off. Jonathan from Australian Wings. Are they an anytime food?
Chicken wings for brekkie. 100%.
Hell
okay,
yeah.
Now I'm not arguing that you can eat chicken wings any time of day. I'm arguing that people are not actually eating chicken
they
wings
are.
For breakfast.
Jonathan,
are you actually eating them?
Yeah.
Yeah. KFC first
when
thing in the morning.
When was the last time you had a chicken wing for breakfast?
I probably would have been Friday morning, just gone.
Hell yeah.
This
my boy.
So made
my man.
I ordered KFC. Ordered KFC from the new Jelly Up bar.
Yep.
Jelly Up one. Ordered extra 10 wicked wings.
Yep, and save it for the next morning.
Eight of them went into the fridge.
Yep.
I had them for brekkie.
I call foul.
I disagree. I call genius.
Nah, there is no way.
God, I'm hungry for chicken wings now.
I mean, I will say leftover is the exception to the rule, but no one's eating fresh wings.
Nah, if you can get them.
My mind is blown. No one's like with me on this.
Nah, sorry, bro. And also, I got to head out because I got to get some wings.
Alan and Carly, the podcast. Naughty at 6:40.
All right, this is where we get a little bit more adult in the show. Kids are back at school, maybe back on the same routine, so maybe, just maybe, won't be listening to this segment. Hopefully not, because this is strictly adults only as we dive into the world of one person and their adult career, Carly.
Yeah, Alicia is her name. So she's left her job as a prison guard to embark on a career in sexy movies. And
absolutely.
You know what, Alicia? I guess you got to diversify, you know?
Yeah.
Most people are slashies these days, which means they've got multiple jobs.
I thought you meant we were all guitarists for Guns N' Roses, so that's good to know. So she was a prison guard at a medium security men's prison where she was bringing home about $1,100 per week. Not bad.
Yeah.
And so she was doing all right with that. And then she said, you know what? I think it's time for me to pivot, as they say.
Yep.
And now she's making more than $10,000 in a single week.
Wow. And you know what? You can work from home doing that job.
So
depending on the scenes you're in.
Absolutely. Well, not only is she making the movies, but she's actually out there doing at-home visits and hotel visits.
Oh, she does it all. Jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades. Emphasis on Jack. Yep.
Now, Alicia has said, you know what? I'm really enjoying this line of work, this career pivot, except for there is one thing that I refuse to do when it comes to my sexy career.
Now, we all know the answer because we're both looking at the sheet right now, but judging from where the story's headed, I think everyone would know the answer, right? You're an ex-prison guard. Mm. You're making home visits, let's just say, as an adult star. It would be no role-playing. Oh.
Well, you'd be done with paperwork, wouldn't you? That's a lot of prisoners, a lot of paperwork.
Yeah. I was going to say maybe like no handcuffs, too triggering.
Oh, yes.
She just gets annoyed when they're, like, not the proper quality. She's like, they wouldn't hold anything. I can get out of these.
Well, she said no to, to ex-prisoners.
Which makes sense.
Does it? Like, everyone needs love.
There's nothing worse than when you're on your time off and then someone recognises you from work.
Oh, that's true. The
imagine
awkward,
it from that side of things.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, Alicia, is that you? Hey, am I used to be my prison guard.
Oh, so it's, she doesn't want to run into one of her ex-colleagues.
No.
Are they colleagues?
Well, I imagine as well she loved the power dynamic, you know?
Yes.
Like she was in charge and then all of a sudden you're in that situation, the role could be reversed.
That's
true. She doesn't want that. Don't give up that power.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. No way in hell.
I mean, if she did want to tap into a new market, she'd probably be quite successful.
No, but I mean, have they got a lot of money?
Well, you don't know.
Ex-prisoners.
They could be saving all their money from working.
1 cent a day for doing that.
Oh, doesn't pay very well, prison.
No, it doesn't. Okay. Crime doesn't pay, famously.
Take that off the old career change list.
Off of
if
you.
The time comes.
Oh, there you go. There we go. We're all learning.
Alicia's making back.
Sure is.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Carly, I know you had this in your calendar. You always look forward to it, but the Roy Morgan's 2023 Retail Customer Satisfaction Awards are finally out.
Now, Alan, I know you joke about this, but this is actually my Super Bowl.
Absolutely,
because I love to pop to the shop.
Yep.
I honestly, because I'm not an online shopper, so I'm a retailer. I'm like a boots on the ground, getting it done kind
of
gal.
Some brick and mortar.
Yes.
I
know it's old school, but I am. So
if I didn't have a miserable underpaid employee next to me, then what's the point?
Oh, but I do find your shopping experience is very different to mine. I do find that I love to see kind of how people are shopping and their shopping habits. I find that interesting. I do. Where are people spending their money? Maybe I'm in the wrong job. But anyway, they've released where people are.
I don't know what job that would be.
They've actually done a study to find where we are spending our money and what we're enjoying the most when it comes to, tapping the card or, spending the cash, however you're doing it these days. So Auto Store of the Year, Super Cheap Auto.
Okay.
We know them. We love them.
Sure.
They're cheap.
They're super cheap.
Now, this is controversial.
Okay.
The top coffee shop of the year.
McCafe.
You would think. No, my mind goes to Dome.
Well, no, my mind goes to McCafe as of 2 weeks from now when we start a competition with them.
He's a company man.
I'm loyal.
Now, I can't believe this. Muffin Break. Give me a Muffin Break.
No. I love Muffin
Who's
Break.
Who's going to Muffin Break?
Hello. Hands up. Yeah, I love
You're
it.
The one.
Mate, I love the muffins. I love the break. I love the coffee.
Really?
Times. Yeah. Unless you ask me in 2 weeks' time, in which case, trash.
I'm a Dome girl all the way. Now, I know Dome's not... for every state, so maybe that's why it lost out.
I do have to come clean that in Albany, at one point when you guys are all sleeping or whatever the hell you were doing in the afternoon, I snuck off and went to the Dome by
you
myself.
You went to Dome without me?
I did, yeah.
Wow.
Had a good time as well. That was
Dome
Albany.
I've got to keep this on track. Now, clothing store of the year. This is interesting. Think of all the clothing stores in Australia, right? There's a lot.
Yep.
Where do you think it went? Like, where does your mind go when you hear people?
Well, I'm a Katie's girl. Always have been, always will be.
I'm thinking like a city beach or something, like maybe, don't know.
Sure, why not?
Susan Gray.
Hillsies for me, actually, now I think about it.
Yes, Hillsies!
But Susan Gray, okay,
Susan
sure.
Gray, I don't know anyone that's shopping there, and thank God, that's a sign that I'm still youthful.
Yeah.
Maya got Department Store of the Year.
Makes sense, they're big, and it is my store after all.
Now, this is where I was blown away.
Okay.
I was absolutely shook by this.
We're going to keep the pace up a little bit.
Okay.
I just noticed. All right.
Discount Department Store of the Year.
Yep. Kmart.
You would think Kmart.
Obviously.
There are groups dedicated to it. TikTok accounts dedicated to it.
Yep.
Everyone talks about Kmart.
Yep.
Big Dub.
Oh, sure.
Big W.
We don't even really have a lot of those regionally.
Is everyone sneaking off to Big W without me? Who is going to Big W?
They have a good party supply section.
They do, but that's where it begins and ends. No hate to Big W.
Okay. Yep.
But I'm shook by that. Now, this is my jam. Congratulations to one of my faves, The Reject Shop. I knew we could do it.
For what? What do they win?
Discount Variety Store of the Year. No offense to Red Dot. Still love you. Still hold a special place in the heart. But The Reject Shop. Right. They've really upped their game in the last year.
We're gonna move.
Look, you know what? Lots of other categories. I would dedicate the whole show
would
to this,
like
but
to
Alan's
do this
wrapping
as a,
me
as
up.
As a two-breaker, baby. Go to a song, come back.
It's a four-parter. Anyway, my biggest takeaway and shock horror is the big W won over Kmart.
I love that's your takeaway, where every other news article has said that Aldi is the big takeaway for best supermarket of the year.
Oh, good on you, Aldi. They've done well. What about Spud Shed?
What happened about Spud Shed? All right, anyway, we will move it on because...
I can't believe Aldi. I do love Aldi, though. We'll continue this conversation off air, Alan.
Oh, no, I can't listen to Morgan Wallen right now.
Have you seen the latest Supervised?
I got to listen to the music. I'm so sorry. It's the lyrics for me.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
I am playing a game that is, I would argue, life-threatening.
Okay.
But I'm loving it.
Wow.
We have a big freezer in our garage.
Yeah, must be nice.
It's pretty good. It's not actually mine. It's my mother-in-law's. She has a little bit of random Thai, like... herbs and all sorts of weird ingredients and pastes and mixes.
It'd probably be more convenient for her to keep a freezer at her own house.
But... no, because she wants to keep it away. So I don't know. It's like she wants to have random places around the world that just have her ingredients at any time she needs them. I don't know what her plan is, but
there's got to be a better way.
But there's half a freezer of space that I can use.
Yeah.
But we've been using a lot of it. So we've got a bunch of random stuff in there. But we went through a real phase where we were like making meals and then putting them in these containers and then freezing them going, yeah, we'll get to that later. That'd be a great
meal
idea.
Prep.
Yeah, really huge thing for us back in 2022, I suspect.
Were you going to need it for breast milk and things like that?
Well, that's why I want to clear out the space. And so I was going through it and I was looking, I'm like, look at all these meals. And I was like, when was this one done? Now, I suspect almost COVID times is when a lot of these meals were made. And Julia's like, they're too old now, Alan. Like, you can't.
Yeah, you've got to throw them out. And I don't love to throw things out.
I'm
a hanger-onerer.
Yeah. Wrong! So the game has begun. Freezer roulette, baby. Every day for lunch, I am eating one of these meals.
Oh, my God. Why would you take your Saturday? Life in your hands like that?
I had a very interesting tasting bolognese. And by interesting tasting, I mean it barely had any taste. To the point when I was eating it, Julia's like, what is that smell? I'm like, I think it's the bolognese. She goes, is that with lamb mince? I'm like, yeah. She goes, remember, that's when you bought the mince by accident and I had to cook it. And she goes, that was like, I remember it was COVID times. I'm like, yeah.
Alan, no. So this, oh my God, did you learn nothing from my chicken or beef incident? And I'm not talking about the Jessica Simpson one.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So I had a similar thing as you. I was you, Alan.
Okay.
But I lived and I learned. So there was this is back when I was eating meat.
Yep.
A packet of... beef, chopped up mince that I think at one point I just carried this with me. It made two moves, okay?
Yep.
Two moves. Think about that.
Whoa.
I know.
Yeah, mine's
I
not
didn't
doing
like
that.
To throw things out back in the day.
Yeah.
So I remember one day we're getting a little low in the food and I thought I'm going to make a stir fry.
Yep.
And I'm cooking it up and I'm not going to lie, the meat was white.
Yeah.
And I remember eating it going, that's so weird. I don't remember having chicken strips. It wasn't. It was beef. And I thought, wow, okay, I've done it now. I've eaten it. I'm just going to have to put it out of my mind. And then I went to a party.
Yep.
I thought, you know what will kill this bacteria in my gut? Tequila.
Yep. No. Absolutely not.
Speaking of tequila, it nearly tequila'd me.
That's not even...
It was the worst. I was violently ill for days.
Yeah,
Alan,
yeah.
You don't play freezer roulette.
I do play freezer roulette.
Wow.
I got chicken schnitzels ready to go for lunch today.
Well, all I can say to you,
I'm having a report every day.
Good luck.
Goes. Yep.
And get the tequila ready.
I'm ready and raring. So
that is wild. You cannot, honestly.
I've got 19 meals to get through.
Wow.
And yeah, the worst case scenario, I die. Best case scenario, hell of a cleanse. You know what I mean?
Well, you might going to save a couple bucks. I do love to save money.
I am saving some money. Not on hospital bills, probably. But anyway, chicken schnitzels today. I'll report back.
That
Lena,
is
how
so
it's going.
Wild.
Yeah. I need to go to the bathroom, actually, during this song.
This song matches the tone of what you're doing.
You're in it.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Producer Shelby joins us in the studio because it is now time to do this.
Next line of the headline.
This is where we get tested on how much news we're paying attention to over the weekend. Hello, Shelby.
Hello, Alan. Hello, Carly.
Hello.
It's so good to see you at a desk propped up, actually, like, able to work, as opposed to Friday where you were hunched over a little chair in the rain, trying to desperately get in our little cabin area, the galley, and I wouldn't let you in.
You were pushing, you were actually pushing me out of the room. It was really hard.
But it was good that you overpacked because you were able to use your suitcase as a desk.
That's Carly. True. Because I was just like, what, 3 umbrellas?
Oh, my God.
How handy.
Anyway, moving on. Let's
None of us were cold. She had jackets for everyone.
It was really nice. The whole of Albany.
Let's start with this headline. Concerning spike in 3-word Google search right after the solar eclipse.
3 words?
3 words. Concerning spike in 3-word Google search right after the solar eclipse.
My mind goes to, am I blind?
Ooh, yeah, okay.
But then I realise you'd have to be able to touch Todd to do that, wouldn't you? I wouldn't be able to do it.
Mine would be, world's going to end?
Both great guesses. Carly a little bit closer, though.
Oh.
The words were, my eyes hurt.
Oh, that's close enough. There you go. America, right? Wow.
Let's try this one. Woman loves train stations so much, she blanks.
Marries it.
Ooh, okay.
That seems like the easy answer.
I used to watch this show where people were in love with objects. Oh, that was a good show. I wonder if it's still going. Wonder how the lady's going with the sponge.
Oh, my God.
Goodness gracious,
man. Alan, what do you think it is? What do you think she did with this translation that she loves it so much?
13 minutes past 7.
I know.
So I don't want to say. But let's just say she gave it a bit of the old toot-toot. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
you
know, like, God, Alan!
We've heard the love boat, but what about the love train?
Absolutely. All aboard.
Well, you're both incorrect with this one.
What'd you do with the train station?
Woman loves train station so much, she legally names herself after it.
Okay, why do we get so weird with it?
That's on us.
Why are we loving on it, you know?
I hope it's that guy, you know, who has the camera GoPro on his head and makes him, like, his head really huge.
Yeah, that guy.
I love that guy. He's like,
I think we've learned that Alan and I can never go to a train station together. It's going to get weird.
Geez. It's going to get very weird.
Yeah, or alone.
And finally, thief pretends to be blank to steal package off doorstep. Thief pretends to be blank to steal package off doorstep. What do you think he dressed up as?
I don't know why. Mine goes to a tree.
Mine goes to like a door knocker, you know? Like one of those, like, what religion are you into? He's like, can I talk to you about God? Guess not. My baggage. See ya.
Incorrect again. This one is, thief pretends to be a bag of trash to steal package off doorstep.
Oh, my tree was kind of close.
And I would recommend people look up the video of it because it is so bizarre.
Is he in the bag?
He's in the bag and he's slowly... Like,
how do you tie yourself
up? Slowly to...
Tell you what, I
wouldn't good question, actually.
I wouldn't need to act too much to do that.
Too bad if, like, you do it at the wrong time and someone literally takes you out.
Yeah.
Not ideal.
I bet his ex would have loved that.
Absolutely. What a interesting person.
I'd love to know what was in that package.
Yeah.
Yes.
Garbage bags.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast. This is it.